Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Woolen. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, all together, but not in studio.
Where are we, Jake?
At Cedars, 6601 Pioneers Boulevard for a very special day. That is, of course, Give to Lincoln Day. You can donate all day long at givetolincoln.com, select Cedars, and we would appreciate any and all donations, all matched by the Lincoln Community Foundation. It's a great day. We are back on the front porch, not a patio. It's a porch. I get that word wrong all the time.
It is a porch.
We're together.
It is a porch.
You can't go patio.
Yeah. I don't think you can. We're really close to each other.
We are.
Super
very
close.
Comfortable.
I mean, like, we
very
our cozy. Shoulders are touching. Yes. It's a phone booth of an operation here.
We
kind of freaked me out a little bit.
We have limited space on the table, so we have to make do with what we have. But it's
Jake brought out the medium table.
I think this is Greg's table.
It might be.
This missing tooth, Greg's table.
This is courtesy of Cedars. They did a nice job giving us the setup here today. But you guys know the drill. We love it when you drive by and honk and show your support on Pioneers Boulevard all morning long. Please, if you want to stop by, bring some cash. That works as well.
We like cash.
We don't mind. We'd prefer givetolincoln.com. It's like Cedars, but they will take cash. They'll take checks.
They take traveler's checks. Jake.
I think
we would take traveler's checks.
We would turn that down if we had the option, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you set that up over there?
No, I did not set up the semis. I did not do that. No, that was not me.
That's where we'll go in between.
I cannot claim that one.
During our breaks, we'll go over there and sit in the.
I cannot claim that one, sadly. That was not me.
Those three chairs that I don't. Those are nice lawn chairs.
They're very nice. We could sit there during the breaks if you want. It's more space over there.
It's like a little living room outside.
We probably could set the remote out there, actually. But
it does look
the table's a little smaller, though.
It does look like something you would set up.
It would be. It looks very nice over there.
One of your prouder moments.
I'm excited for our first honker.
Yeah, if you recall, a couple years ago, we had Ranger the dog.
Ranger came here, and I know exactly where Ranger I know where Ranger lives.
You do?
I know. I know exactly. I could walk right to Ranger's house right now. I know right where Ranger lives at. Yes.
Where does he live?
Area?
Oh, from here, it'd be about like from my old house. It'd be a mile and three quarters, probably, of a walk.
You know this?
Yes, I could walk right to Ranger's house.
Wow,
it's a big chocolate lab, Ranger.
Yes,
he was a good looking dog. A lot of energy.
He freaked you out a little bit. Oh, easy, Ranger.
easy,
buddy. Yeah,
he got excited. How could you blame him? It was a beautiful day that morning.
God, speaking of beautiful, wow,
it is gorgeous out right now.
Wow.
I don't see anyone on the course, Jake. No one's playing. They could play right now.
It's 6:04. I'll bet I guarantee by the time this segment's over, what we will see action. Oh, that's hole five over here, so you wouldn't see anybody probably in hole five yet.
Jake knows the holes. That tells you something right there. That's hole five. What are the odds that we knew that, Steve?
None.
I wouldn't expect you to.
No.
I played a lot of round. I played golf at Holmes on Monday at 7:03 a.m., and there's like, I don't know, 15 groups ahead of me on the course already.
That's Holmes.
Okay. Holmes Golf Course.
Why would I think that would be Pioneers?
Well, we are Pioneers Boulevard, so that makes sense.
But Holmes Lake.
Holmes Lake is just over there, about a mile.
Just moved here 30 years ago.
Tell me about Lincoln. Tell me more about this place.
We are on the south side of O Street.
Right.
Had to be very confusing when you crossed
over. Could you find your way here? All right.
It's very confusing when I don't see cars parked on lawns.
Yeah.
I'll go park mine over here for you. Just help you out.
Pull right up on the lawn. You just walk three steps in front of your big screen.
When you make that decision, that is a big decision you've made. And go, here's what we're going to do. We're going to park on the lawn. And that's where we find with that.
Leo likes to do that, right? Is that correct, Leo?
Leo's off the lawn a little bit.
When you make that decision in life, it's quite a decision.
It's a big decision. Yeah. Just whip it up there on the lawn.
It's both wrist right up here. You're fine. Yeah. Get out and you're inside within 2 seconds.
You could be in your easy chair in five steps.
Easy as that. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's more of a north side thing, though. You don't see that.
Bab, we'd love to have you stop by here at Pioneers Boulevard and come
see us. That'd be great.
Pioneers!
Reminder that Cedars last year served 2,600 kids and families. They also provided 121,000 nights of care, and a lot of that is because of your support on Give to Lincoln Day. GiveToLincoln.com. Select Cedars on that. This is Idle Chit Chat. Anything from yesterday that stuck out to you, Sip?
No.
Bill?
Bill?
Anything coming? No, it
welcome
wasn't.
Back, Bill. Can we welcome back?
We are
Bill?
Obviously thrilled to have Bill back with us today.
We got to address something with Bill.
Look, this is important.
I got a text message.
This is important.
I got a text message from Steve. Said that Jake was scorned.
I was.
And the local media turned on you. The local media.
There wasn't any words of negativity. It was just like the sneer of, hey, you shouldn't be here. Why?
Was it Suits? Did Suits come
out? Suits would not sneer at me. We get along. But the ones, and I would never name anybody by names. But
I know who they are.
I know it wasn't Babcock.
It wasn't Babcock.
There's no way.
I showed up at softball.
Steve knows who they are. If you can name names, we'd appreciate it.
There's a honk. Heard a honk out there. No, I went to softball super regional action as media. And I had not been to softball as media at all the entire year, so I understood why there were sneers, but I got a lot of looks like, now you show up for super regionals. This guy thinks he's special.
You were like one of the super boosters getting the good seats from the season ticket holders.
Essentially so.
Yes, you're basically.
I felt like that.
That's what it felt like. But you weren't trying to, I mean, you were just having fun out there.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to upstage anybody. I said, listen, if you want to stay here and cover, that's great. I'll be here for part of it. I'm also going to be a roaming guy to talk to friends and listeners out there
Jake
and do some media stuff.
Jake was a roaming reporter.
So I wasn't trying to take anybody's spot or show anybody up. I was just trying to cover the action for the ticket, enjoy some softball, which I did.
But it got heated a little bit. It got a little heated.
Got a little awkward out there.
Bill doesn't appreciate that kind of behavior
from
people.
I was just doing it to support.
I don't approve of that at all. Because I didn't even go, hey, Jake, good to see you. Glad you guys
are
out here.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
What is it really? I've never been the territorial one. I've never been that.
It wasn't like you made somebody move their chair or something.
No. I didn't even sit down. I never sat down the whole time. There was chairs. I chose to stand the whole time. There were seats. I said, you guys take those. I'll be over here. Actually stood in the sun, not in the shade of the tent.
There was a media tent.
There was three media tents.
Think about this. To the breakers. Jake was not welcome.
I really wasn't.
Really freaked me out.
No, I wasn't welcome.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said. I was not welcome.
When you said it, it was.
Oh, people
definitive.
Do it all the time.
I want to get that. That was not unwelcome by the SID. Paige was very helpful, very kind. Yeah. It was not her. She was awesome, and Rhonda was also great too. It was the other media people that weren't excited to see me there.
It comes back to the fact that we had Rhonda on live three weeks in a row.
They were
scorned over that.
It could be
I
that.
Don't know. Yeah. I think they get territorial, like Jake said. But anyway, nobody out on the golf course.
Not yet. We'll get there.
With that game starting at 8:30.
8:30. If things are on schedule, there's weather problems, and of course, three games can go long ahead of them.
What is the weather problem?
There's rain and storms and potential storms today.
Yeah.
Well, they're in Tornado Alley.
They are. But there's a good chance because of how the games can go long and weather that game starts after 9 p.m. tonight. It goes past midnight or up until midnight. So late night for those who are going to watch softball. Game 4 of 4 today in Oklahoma City. It's Nebraska, Arkansas.
I'll say this right now. There's literally no chance that game goes off at 8:30.
I'd be stunned.
No chance. Unless there's somewhere there's a run rule someplace in there. No chance that's going to happen. It's going to go late.
ESPN 2, Bill.
The deuce.
ESPN 2.
Okay. Which is better than tomorrow's baseball game on ESPN Plus. Look at Bill. Bill's going to fight people. I just was informing. It's ESPN Plus. The night game tomorrow night is ESPN 2, but Nebraska against South Dakota State tomorrow is ESPN Plus.
It's the same thing that happened in the
softball. It's the same exact thing.
Same deal. Oh, my dad's not going to be happy about
this. He shouldn't be. Your dad should be outraged, and I accept the outrage.
And I accept the outrage.
He has every right to be mad
Jake,
about the situation.
Jake, are you doing any media coverage at the baseball this week?
Yeah, I am.
Breakers, let's give him a little bit of applause for that he jumped back in. He was outed.
You're not scaring me away.
Yeah.
I'm going back. Now, we have Swim is heading to Oklahoma City for softball.
Okay.
He'll be down there.
He'll be more welcomed, probably.
He has done some media, for softball. He'll probably fit that role more than me.
You don't want to be in that baseball press box.
I'm not going to be in the press box.
It's cramped up.
I'm allowed to run to roam around, right?
It's cramped up there. Yeah. It's
you have an all-access pass.
I hope so, yeah. I'm not going on the field, but like around the field.
What
yeah.
if all of a sudden Jake was on the field? Jake Sorensen's
on
the field.
I'm with Coach Bolt.
Yeah.
What's up, Coach?
Imagine that.
Ready to roll?
What if the in-game interview is with Jake and Will Bolt? That would be incredible.
Hey, Coach, impressive win.
The Big Ten would not. This would be the Big
Will,
Ten.
Really appreciate you calling in on my birthday. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyway, we're up 4-1. Tell me what you're thinking.
ESPN would not appreciate that. Just stay out of the press box. It's cramped and there's not a very good view. I would always go down and cover the games in the other dugout, uh-huh. in the visitor's dugout, which there's a photographer's well there. It was amazing. Yeah. Nobody – occasionally got a little crowded in there, and I'd have to move for a photographer or something, but that was where to cover the game. In fact, you should consider that.
Okay.
The visitor's dugout – There's a well for the photographers.
Okay,
Jake, if you can get the visitors,
I could get in the dugout.
That would be.
I took a pee in the visitors dugout.
You took a.
Of course you did.
Pee.
You took a whiz.
You took a whiz. Pee. Okay. We're going with urination Thursday.
They have a bathroom in there.
Yeah.
And you're right with the guys. Yeah. I mean, when you're in the well, it's like you're in the dugout. You can hear everything. Yeah. It was great.
Well, did you ask any questions at all? Like,
no.
You guys think about hit and run here? What do you guys think?
During the game.
I didn't feel like I should pipe in.
Just hit him on the shoulder. Hey, man, hit and run.
And I was always kind of struck how little talk there was.
You can tell that from watching on TV.
What if all of a sudden they show the visitor dugout and you have like the rally cap on? That would be incredible.
What the hell is Jake doing down? He's supposed to be media. What's he doing?
He's got his hat up.
He's got a rally cap.
He's got a rally hat.
He took his shirt off.
You could go in a photographer's well of the photographer's – I call it the well. I don't know what they call it. The photographer's area of the
– Okay.
Of their dugout, too, of Nebraska's dugout, the home team dugout.
Would I be welcome there?
Yeah.
Don't you have to get an orange, like, photo vest for that get in there?
I did not.
But you're the writer of the year, though. Like, you have accolades.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have that.
I wasn't. Journalist of the year.
I don't have that.
Writer of the year.
Journalist of the year.
Anywho,
that's tomorrow.
You know what?
We have Cedars employees showing up right now.
We do, yes. They're here.
Supposed to be here.
They're
six. You're late.
Are you late?
You're late.
Full day.
He's late.
Okay.
Alarm didn't go off.
It's all right.
Rooster didn't crow.
Yeah. No, it did not.
Hey, now wait a second. You should consider that today. The photographers.
Well, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'll talk to the SID. Make sure that's okay.
No, that'd be the wrong thing to do.
Well, he could be in my favor, though. He could be in my court. What is it? Listen, can I do that? I don't want to upset the guy that got me.
I don't think you just all of a sudden take a shot at getting in the dugout randomly.
Yeah, to say, hey, sorry, SID, I'm going where I want to go with this pass. No, I'm not doing that.
I never asked because I was afraid they'd say no. So you just don't ask,
Jake. I would love you somehow. Somebody get Jake a giant camera with one of those telescope lens that he also has.
That's a good idea.
That would be incredible if Jake was also kind of as a photographer.
Awesome.
And you want to talk about upsetting people? Try to be a fake photographer in front of other photographers and then try to be a journalist but not.
Can you guys help me with this? How do you focus this
What's
camera?
What's the speed on this film I've got?
I asked for help the whole game.
You guys look at my film here. Oh, that'd be
cool. Just the flash on?
You just have it on your back and you're not using it?
Yes.
It's just here for looks. Just here for looks. By the way, please, if you do donate this morning, please send us a screenshot at the text line 402-464-5685. We want to see your contribution, your help to help make Cedars very successful on Give to Lincoln Day. Give to Lincoln.com, select Cedars. Please send us your screenshots. Let us know that you have helped out because that's why we're here. Yeah. We want to make these guys have an incredible year and an incredible day because of our listeners and everyone. And if you don't live in Lincoln, that's great. That's why the website exists for you. You can live in Minnesota. You can live in Thailand. Like
Minnesota.
Our friend Sim.
Is he sending money in?
Sim, if you're out there, I'm not trying to take a shot at you, but if you'd like to send any donation in, we'd appreciate that.
Yes, $20
Give to Lincoln.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. Give to Lincoln.com. $20 is fantastic.
Yes. Who's in Orlando, the oldest man in the
That'd
world?
That'd be Lou in Orlando.
Lou,
he's 81 now.
Yeah, 81. Oldest person we know that's still alive.
Really not.
That contextually.
81's not that old.
Someone says also.
Hubie Brown was still doing games at 81.
Yeah, beyond that.
Joel says, even better, show up in the photographer area with an Insta or disposable camera.
That'd
not even
sweet.
The fancy one.
Or
got
the
a
old,
Kodak
how about
here.
The, how about the old Polaroid that and it slides out. Jake's over there waving it like this to dry it out.
That's a pretty good picture. There we go.
Oh,
it's a semi.
God.
Nice.
Matheson semi. Beautiful.
He's hauling some sort of gas.
It looks like gas.
It was propane.
It appeared to be gas.
That's propane.
You've got to have propane, guys.
So he's listening. Thank you. Or
yes.
She.
He or she. Yes. Please drive by, honk, donate. We love all that stuff here at Cedars this morning.
That was our first honk. We need some
no,
more.
No, that was our first semi-honk. We've had two other honks. They weren't as loud as that.
You can't
put down the non-semi honkers out here.
I'm not putting them down. I just didn't hear.
Also, if you would like to drive through and honk, it's a circle driveway.
It's true.
Whip through here.
So you can whip right through here and wave and be fine. If we prefer to have money thrown out the window.
Yeah.
So whatever amounts. If you have that change, any sort of just wadded up money, throw it out, hit the circle drive and come through. We would like that.
6601 Pioneers Boulevard. By the way, Genghis says, who's going to give Jake a $10,000 camera to hang on his neck for this
action? Those things are 10 grand.
They're not cheap. They
but
cannot
there's
be
There's
got
to be a fake one that no one would know, really, from a distance that Jake would have.
A used one.
Yeah.
Hey, we need more action out here.
Yes. Come on. It's 6:16. We want to see a drive-by. Throw out some cash out the window. Honk at us. Just come say hi.
Yeah, we feel a little.
Where's Ranger the dog at? Where's he at?
Ranger, that's a pretty good walk, so he probably won't be here quite yet.
Okay.
But he'll be en route. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about Ranger.
It's only us. What time is it?
It's 6:17.
6:17 Lincoln time. May 28th today.
Yes, it is.
How many days in May, by the way?
There'll be 31 days
in
May.
Okay, good.
31 days.
Yeah, solid. Yeah, they're invested. That month's invested. I like February better when they hit that
28.
Yeah, I like that.
Monday will be June 1st for the calendar's sake for you. Yes. Monday's June 1st.
Monday's
yes.
June 1st. Yes.
Idle chit chat. I thought I'd bring this up because you guys like my pain in life and sports.
Oh, Royals!
The Royals in the last two games against the Yankees were defeated by a combined score of 22-1.
Okay,
that's a That's Major League Baseball in Kauffman Stadium. The game I told Sip yesterday, Bill, that the Royals lost 15-1 two days ago. The Yankees had more home runs than the Royals had hits.
How about that?
Be 6 home runs to 5. And last night, 7-0, Yankees win. So they've won 14 straight against the Royals. Usually they're not close at all. They did blow a game on Monday that they led 3-2 in the ninth.
They've won 14 straight.
Yeah, it goes back to 2 years now.
That's hard to do. That's tough.
It's terrible. It's embarrassing. It's putrid. It's awful. There's a honk right there. So there we go.
Oh, my God. There you go.
You can't hear the smoke.
Honk.
Every time that Nebraska would have a series, we'd be happy if they won the series 2 out of 3. You'd be like, that's really good. It's really good to get out of 2 out of 3. They've lost 14 in a row.
14 in a row.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, most of the games aren't close. It's usually 10-0, 6-0, 12-1.
What do they say in the clubhouse that they're?
I don't know, but
are the Yankees just like this? Guys, this is hilarious.
Enjoy your domination.
Let's see what happens here. They're pitching underhand.
Enjoy your domination. Beat the
Royals. Oh, sweet!
Oh, we got
cash.
Some cash.
Throw it out.
It hits.
We got our first cash right here.
Christian's
thank you.
Getting cash. Yeah, all right.
Do we have a name? Do we have a name?
You just drove by. I love it. Cash is out the window.
We threw cash out the window.
We love that. Don't know his name.
Don't know the name.
Didn't have to know his name. That was awesome.
Is it real?
Yeah.
That's real cash.
That's real cash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's go. Thank
it's
you.
Not a one.
Be like that gentleman and drive by and throw cash out the window or donate and give to Lincoln.com.
Right. That is some energy right there.
Yeah, we need more of that.
That's what we need. We need more of that.
Drive by.
We'd like to see the cars backed up.
Yes, that would be great.
Yes, like to see the cars backed
up. Take that long to drop to drive by and, and then drive away.
That was a breaker.
That was a breaker.
And I'm going to say right now, I don't know if this is his normal route. I think he might have branched off from his normal route to get here.
You should do that. Stop by for 2 minutes down here.
Pioneers doesn't have a lot of traffic.
It will at 7 a.m. It gets pretty busy.
Does it get pretty busy?
Yeah, it's a pretty busy road.
See, I'm not used to being on this side.
Yeah. You're only down here
once
a year.
So you guys don't have traffic? There's no cars on the north side?
That's what it sounds like to me, Bill.
Different kind of traffic.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
you made the decision to park on the lawn. That's it.
There's a lot of lawn parkers. There are.
I noticed them. Can you imagine that just all of a sudden you're just living down by the country club or Firethorn? You start parking on your yard. It's my yard, and I'm going to park on it.
This is my property,
my
man.
My property.
That just against the law.
God, that would be a thing of beauty, wouldn't it?
Laura would not appreciate it.
We could try it out.
You pulled that big rig. One of your big rigs.
I honked at you today.
I know you did. Bill honked. Cody, not terrible.
I heard the honk when you drive by. Cody from Broken Bow says, Bill is suggesting that people drive by and chuck change at you guys.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to have to make my way to Lincoln today to chuck change at you guys.
That'd
we'll take
fine.
Change. We'll take that.
Change, cash, check, whatever. Yes,
maybe how about this one? Throw us some lottery tickets.
That works too.
Or some scratch-offs.
That works too.
Someone please throw us some scratch-offs and the winnings goes to Cedars.
But
what if
that.
We hit big? Idea. What if all of a sudden we hit big? 100,000.
All the Cedars. That's a big win for Cedars.
Yeah. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
That's a big win for Cedars.
Yes.
Gifts made to Cedars during Give to Lincoln Day go further thanks to a generous match fund from the Lincoln Community Foundation. Wow. When you make a gift to Cedars, you're helping ensure that kids not only have a safe place to sleep, but a support system that truly cares about them and wants to see them thrive. Again, please donate at givetolincoln.com. Select Cedars. Anything else? Idle chit-chat for you from yesterday.
We're here at Cedars. What's the address?
6601 Pioneers Boulevard, and you're heading to California tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sip's going to Cali.
I love doing this on the air. I don't know that I'll be here tomorrow. We don't leave until the afternoon, but
you make stuff up. So there's the number of times you've missed the show and you've been very available is unbelievable.
Listening live, yeah. We did the show from Iowa City.
Yeah, it's flights at 4 p.m. tomorrow. It's like, I don't know if I can do a 6 a.m.
Well, the problem is, okay,
there's really
I don't
no problem
talking it out on the air. When we land, we go right to the event and cover it. So I'm thinking I'm going to be up from 5 a.m. to 1 a.m.
I don't even understand this question.
Okay.
I don't.
It
is a good point.
Yeah. Well, you live that life, right?
Well, and you sleep on planes. It's a long plane ride. It's like 2.5
straight
hours,
shot
or 3 hours.
We're not stopping. So it's a nonstop.
And you sleep right away on planes if you're not trying to talk to somebody.
All right,
I'll be
here tomorrow.
I would hope so.
This is the bill.
You don't have to talk to people on the plane.
Are we not doing radio?
We have a problem because we need Greg to be in charge of that, and Greg is out of town in Colorado.
I think we started up. Next week,
he's going to push it.
New month. Okay, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I just didn't know that Greg now was doing his own thing.
Yeah, he's left. Okay. He's betrayed us. He's like, I got to go on vacation. It's summertime,
I guess. He's got to bring biscuits and gravy, and he's got two whiteboards. Because it got a little confusing, remember?
I had some friends yesterday I talked to, and they said the first thing they mentioned was at Radio Tradio, because that was maybe our best segment we've had so far. The mass confusion, and then people trading, and then people trying to buy stuff. Like, nope, you can't buy it. We got to trade it. And we will be doing a live Radio Tradio at the station in July. We'll make that announcement tomorrow, the exact date.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yep.
Wait a second. The live one. But the thing we should mention is Bill came out of it really well. I mean, Greg commented on that the other day. You got those clubs.
Yes.
They're in the basement. I have them. They're secured at the station. I have them.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, you came out of it with some really good clubs. You came out of it probably with the best. Eric needs those skis from Hickman.
Also, Eric provided you, he provided, I think, a dozen golf balls for you as well. Like, and tees. I think he's got you set up for success.
These breakers are phenomenal. I don't know who the Kansas City Breakers.
There we go.
There we
it's
go.
A honk. Yep. Boom.
Yeah. I don't know who the Kansas City Breakers, their names, but they sent an unbelievable flower arrangement to my mother's funeral. I'm going through all the flowers and reading names from where they're from. You know, Kaiser Painting, Swigert's, all my people that sent all these flowers from my mom. And there's one big one right up front. Boom, Kansas City Breakers.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that was – so Kansas City Breakers, thank you. Please reach out with the name if possible. Hal Anderson sent flowers, Lawyer of the Stars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Hal.
He's your friend.
Yeah, he's my friend, yes.
You're friends with Hal, that's a good – hey, by the way, good friend.
Good friend to have, right? Yes, there's a chance. Me and Steve said that no felonies after 50, but there's still a shot. It could happen, maybe. So we're gonna
need.
It'd be inadvertent. It'd be one of those things. Where I'm like, I had no idea you could do that. I had no idea, but yes.
I'm not gonna speculate on what that would be, but anywho, all right. Well, that's good. Thank you to the Kansas City Breakers. It's good to have Bill back.
Yes,
we definitely feel better whole.
Oh, absolutely.
So here we are, and it's a beautiful day at
it
Cedars.
Is gorgeous. At Cedars. Give to Lincoln Day. Give to Lincoln.com. Select Cedars. That is Idle Chit-Chat, sponsored by friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738AgLLC.com.
Be nice. Joey, if you get a chance, if you can get your crew together, see if each one from there, the office there, could pitch in $5 and send that money down. He has quite a crew. That'd be like $35. They're already working. They're all in the office right now. They have to be in there at 5:45. Joey does roll
Jeez.
Call. They do stretch and flex. True statement. They do stretch and flex to kind of start the day off, get some energy going a little bit. So Joey, but someone they change off who the leader is. But today Joey is leading. So they get things going.
I don't even know what stretch and flex is.
What's that? It's all the workers. They do neck. They stretch and flex. You're stretching. And so get your stretch and flex. We should do that maybe together. It'd be hard with you, Steve. You get there at 5:59. So we'd have to be a very quick, isometric-based workout. Yes.
We're getting a lot of honks. Thank you. Hey,
whip in with some money. That would be great.
The one thing we really miss from Bill – you probably overlooked this a little bit, the Randy. I couldn't do
it. Well, Sip did try. He gave it a shot.
We can't do it.
Let me hear it.
No.
It's not good.
It's not good.
He'll tell you. He doesn't do the it's more of a Randy.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Randy.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He doesn't let
Randy.
I was like, dude, think of your Tony the Tiger. They're great. Do the Frosted Flakes thing. That's how you start the Randy.
Yeah, you got to wind into it. Randy and his wife were at the funeral, so thank you for driving up for Randy. Thank you so much. And then on the way home, a good friend of mine who should be driving by soon, Josh McGuire and his mom, Cindy McGuire, Josh runs Neiman Brothers Roofing. And they stopped in the casino in Columbus. And who was there? Randy.
Of course.
Randy's at the casino, smiling, happy, grinning.
Why
tan.
Was he in Columbus?
He has that tan.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
There's a honk. Oh, there we go. Loud. There we go.
There we go.
Drive by.
Oh, yeah. Drive by right there. Cash.
Wow. Cash out the window.
Wow. Out the window.
That's what we like the energy.
Texas and Amen. There's our second one. We've got money coming thrown to us.
Keep honking.
We're doing it a little different here in Cedars today.
Encourage the honking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cash. Jim's in the building. Jim Blue's here.
Thank you.
How much?
We'll take 10. Hey,
thank you. That is incredible. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Just throw the cash out the window.
The best
part
is people are just going through their wallets as they're driving and stopping over.
Yeah,
just,
you don't need to crumple up the bills that much. But
yeah. No, I like them crumpled,
Steve.
Yeah,
okay, they're crumpled.
I do. I like them crumpled.
God, that was a big Suburban. It's half scary.
It was. At first, I thought it was a Fed.
We were in trouble.
Because all of a sudden, me and Steve are cuffed. I'm out of here. I felt the same thing, Steve. I thought,
God.
We're going to get whisked away in some sort of time.
Right. Simple and Bill are in cuffs.
What happened? This would be a great day. All of a sudden, went off the rails.
Is Andrew going to stop by?
I hope so. We have to know
Steve
who Andrew
can ask
is.
Him, what do you do here at Sears? Yeah. Well, I've been on the show 20 times, Steve.
Well, use lawn care.
Yeah.
I don't work there.
What's your role here?
464-5685. Call or text, as always. We do have some news in the football world. Just about 90 days away from the kickoff of the season. We learned some kickoff times and networks yesterday.
Right. That's right.
Not the Big Ten slate besides the Iowa game yet, but we did learn the first three games. If you care to schedule your parties for that day and your viewing, the Ohio game on September 5th will be 11 a.m. FS1. There's a breaker.
Wow. Right. Randy. Stay in your truck. Stay in your truck.
And he's out of the truck.
Cash?
Yeah. I don't know how he was waist.
I thought he had cashed his hand too.
But he also was full waist out of the car. There's no way he could, and he didn't see the road for over two blocks.
No,
whatever was in front of him, he could not see it.
God, there's nothing there.
Please stay in your truck.
Please stay in your
truck. Please drive
responsibly. Come back and do it again because that was epic.
Yeah. Drop off some cash this time. That was incredible.
Wow. These breakers are enthusiastic.
That's like 15 hunks so
bunch
far.
Of, I know. Bunch of spirit animals.
We need some more semis coming down this road. Those are loud. We need
God
those.
God dang. I mean, talk about an early flurry of honks.
Yes. Yeah. We'll take those all day long.
Yeah. Whip through here with cash.
Here comes somebody.
Two people have done it. Oh, here he is.
This is him.
Same guy.
Scares me. This guy.
There he is.
Yeah.
Throw cash. Cash out the window. There he goes.
It's the guy that was outside the truck.
Spirit animal.
Spirit animal.
He is.
That's spirit animal.
He's still driving responsibly, though. We'll take that.
He didn't hurt. He didn't hit the employee.
Please, he about clipped somebody. Look at her hands.
About clip somebody.
He had a great Yandy.
Good there job.
He had a great Randy yell earlier.
he was outside the truck. He didn't see the road for two blocks.
Oh, man.
That's getting a little tense.
Yeah. Look at her. She's nervous. She about got ran over.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're all right. Okay, that's good.
Imagine that one. Well, we got a Cedars employee down. What
somebody
happened?
Some guy was driving
by with his whole body outside the truck and ran into her.
All right.
Oh, that was Shock Dog. Because that was incoming cash out the window. Silver Silverado yelling, "Randy!" That was Shock Dog.
Shock Dog.
On text line.
Nice.
Thank you, Shock Dog.
That's
that was
a good
well
name
done
for him. That's a good name. For
anything
him.
From Wet Blanket?
Wet Blanket did say something. He said that we've got softball in the World Series, baseball is hosting a regional, and the Sports Writer of the Year is going to watch a high school kid throw a football.
Yeah, exactly.
In a t-shirt.
Thank you. Hey, Wet Blanket, you nailed it again. You nailed it again.
He said, "You've got to be kidding me."
He says, "You've got to be kidding me." Says Wet Blanket.
You couldn't be more right. You could not be more right. I mean, if there's any, if you name things right now, I could name 100 sporting events that I'd have less interest in than that one. I will not read one article of that. No.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, then he threw the ball through a paper plate at 40 yards. And then what else?
Well,
they did footwork drills, and it was back and forth, and then he threw it.
Look, yeah. I do get to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, you do like that. Yeah. Redondo Beach, is that what it is?
I think we're on Redondo. It's either Manhattan Beach or Redondo Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy your time. Yeah. Ohio, 11 a.m. on FS1, September 5th. September 12th. Bowling Green, 6 p.m.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah.
On FS1, so night game against the Falcons. And then December 19th, also night game against North Dakota, 6:15 on BTN.
And then the bigger news, right, is the Iowa game.
Iowa will be on Black Friday at 11 a.m. on CBS. We already knew the Illinois game is, of course, on a Friday night, the 6th of November at 7 p.m. on Fox. So that's five games. We know when we're kicking off and what network we're on.
Yeah, and the rest of them you won't know because, as you guys know, the term flex will apply.
Yes,
going forward with all the other ones. Iowa at 11 a.m. I don't think you wanted to catch them at night. We went through that.
We don't want to. Yeah, it was a night game 2 years ago out there.
Yeah,
and Nebraska fared well until the fourth quarter, and it was 10-0 going to the fourth
until it really mattered. Yeah. Right, until it really mattered.
Yeah, that is what happened.
And Ferentz. One of the most amazing stats, and I hope I get this right, Kirk Ferentz has done something that, like, Barry Switzer never did. He's won 7 straight games in Lincoln.
Ugh. Ugh.
Kirk Ferentz.
7 straight years?
Barry didn't do that. No one did that.
No, no one's done
that. No one's ever done that.
Kirk
has anyone ever won even 4 straight?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, Ferentz, think about it. Urban Meyer never did. Well, I don't know if he had a chance.
He never had the opportunity.
Ferentz, 7 straight. I mean, he's basically, he didn't build Iowa's program on the backs of Nebraska, but a lot of it is. I mean, think about that success and what it's meant to his program. Those late season wins.
So that would mean he's
how
lost
it changed
your
the bowl picture, all of that.
So has he lost here one time then, or just twice?
I'd have to look. You'd have to.
They played him 2011.
Yeah, it's for sure 7 times in a row.
Every year since 2015, yeah. Unless he won in 2013 as well.
Yeah, I'd have to look back at that, Jake. 2013. I can't
remember.
2014, of course, was when Bo beat him.
On the road. That
on
was
the road.
That was Iowa City.
Right. I don't know what. I can't remember 2013. But, yeah, 7
tell you
in
one
a row.
Thing. It doesn't hit until you see it on paper, the schedule, that it's just the first 5 games. It's not there's like zero interest beyond the fact that you're a fan. of Nebraska.
Yeah.
That wraps it up. That's all there is to it. It's Michigan State who's picked, I think, 17th in the league.
I think that's
and
right.
Maryland's about 16th in the league.
Yeah.
And that's your first two Big Ten games. And the other three,
Ohio, Bowling Green, North Dakota.
Not even 1A.
FCS.
Yes. So I hope that the fans can stay interested.
What you hope is they can get to 5-0.
I don't know how you can't. It would have to be a blunder of all blunders to not get to 5-0.
They will be favored in all five games.
Yeah, they'll be favored in all five.
I did see there was one percentage I saw. Nebraska's only a 51% pick to beat Michigan State, but 68 against Maryland, which that surprises me, frankly, that it's that high.
It's also
Maryland.
May 28th. We haven't seen how this looks at all.
Right.
That's the first three games for Michigan State.
Yeah, we'll see what Fitz has.
Per Connor's research, producer Connor, back
Connor.
Who's
Connor's
board
helping
this,
us.
He's Connor, board hopping this morning.
Is
thank
he
you, Connor.
Balling?
He says,
no.
Farrah's two losses in Lincoln came in 2011 and 2000. So, yeah, he's won every game since 2013
this?
In
but
Lincoln.
But he was coaching here in
2000.
Yeah, that's a wow.
Yeah, that's a wow.
Only lost, I think, twice in Iowa City to Nebraska, I believe, as well. He's had a very good run of success against the Huskers.
I believe it's 10 of the last 11.
But that's a great time to catch him. You'd rather catch him at 11. I would say this, though. I don't like it. That's the day after Thanksgiving. I'd much rather have that game be like the one that when I was coaching over there when it finished dark. Kickoff was like, 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it was. I like that time better. I don't like 11 a.m. for that game.
Think like a fan. What would the fans prefer? It's hard for me to think like a fan.
Probably a 2:30 game.
2:30?
Yeah. 2:30. I think they always want 2:30. I mean, do you ever want prime time?
Wouldn't mind night, but you don't want 11 for any time. Just even if you decide to go from Nebraska, you say, okay, I'm just going to drive over to Iowa. Okay, that's great. Then you got to leave at 4 in the morning or something to get there and be secure and stuff. So if I'm Iowa, but you've caught that, that's good for Nebraska. I've said all the time, Ohio State, catch Ohio State at Nebraska, 11 a.m., they'll be asleep at the wheel.
You are, would you say just across the board, you are staunchly against 11 a.m. kickoffs, whether
couldn't
you're a
be more
fan,
staunch.
A coach,
anything,
a media observer? You just don't want anything.
The only time
to...
I would like it is if I felt I was clearly undermanned and you play a team that might be asleep at the wheel, which you've seen that happens a lot of times, and teams are all of a sudden it's like, okay, they're not that excited, and all of a sudden it's 11 a.m., they're asleep, you get your team going, you might be able to hang in there longer. That'd be it. Other than that, no. I think for the fans, I think it's horrific.
I know.
Well, a lot of fans are saying, listen, this is the first game of the year at 11 a.m. We're starting off the year with no tailgate time. That sucks. Like, we want to have a full day or at least a full morning to tailgate, and it's not going to happen against Ohio.
It's a huge hole in my game. It's not a hole in Jake's game. It's probably a bit of a hole in your game, too. I've never had the fan experience. I've never had it in my life.
I feel bad for you.
I've never had. I didn't. As a college guy, I only went to a couple games. And I never did the tailgate thing.
I only had the one when I had to walk back across the bridge in my orange shirt.
This
going
was
the
recently.
Wrong, this was just last
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah.
The Michigan game. Right. Going the wrong direction. And people are yelling Randy at me as I'm trying to get myself back
going
to my
against
car.
The,
yeah.
Where were you
against
at?
Against the grade.
Where were you at?
It was at a tailgate, right?
Yes, I was at a tailgate.
Over at Haymarket Park?
Somewhere in that area.
That area.
Yes.
Yes, he's going the wrong direction.
Yeah, it was something.
So there's tailgate. See, that's another thing. Like, there's tailgating over there, and you have to walk through that neighborhood over there. The bottoms.
Yeah, I was part.
You don't have to walk through the bottoms. You can walk back like below the viaduct.
Below the viaduct, is there a walkway there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Remember that's the plus. I tried to go across the railroad tracks, but
you
it's like, I can't do that.
Bill's like, "What?
How do I get over here?"
Yeah. So I had to go. I go. Okay, I got to go. I got to make a move here.
Yeah, we were dropped on Earth at age 55.
Yeah. So that's
and
a
we're
lot.
Trying to feel our way through,
especially when it comes, like you said, that was my. I've only attended one game in my life as a fan, and that was when Wisconsin had hired me to go there, and they were in the Rose Bowl, so they had me come out to watch practice, and I went to the Rose Bowl as a fan.
As a fan,
just sat in the stands, and it was miserable.
Why'd you say that?
It was just miserable because I'd assume we're watching this on TV. I don't know anybody here, so
yeah,
it wasn't fun.
Yeah, interesting. See, you understand that me and Bill have never done the fan thing. So when I talk about it, I don't know what people think about 11 a.m. kickoffs. I would tell you this, if I were a fan, I think I'd like them. You get up and get going.
No, it's
just I don't.
The,
no, I still just, no. sip. No,
no, it's not.
You don't
want to
wake
all.
Up with a butt crack of dawn yeah, yeah. on game day.
You no, get up and then, get going.
How about this? All of a sudden, it's 1:50 in the afternoon, and the day's over.
Well, you can watch football.
Yeah, but people are just standing around the Haymarket. What now? I don't know. I just go. I don't know.
Go to the volleyball game.
Dude, how about this? How about just helping out the people that have businesses in town? They want a late game so people get there all day, have fun. Because
right.
people depart. When the game's over, yeah. they'll hang around a little bit. They're not going to be like, man, I remember the game got over at 1:30, and then at midnight it was crazy town. No, it wasn't.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, you don't want 11 a.m.
That's
it's
fair.
It's not fun for any fan base.
No.
Ohio State played like six straight
they
last
did.
Year, and they hated it. They complained about it, and they should have complained about it.
Okay.
For the sake of big noon kickoff, they had to play early, and it was not fun for them.
All right. All right. All right. All
no, they don't want that. So there's your kickoff times. We know 5 of the 7 so far. Sorry, 5 of the 12. We don't know 7 at this point.
Yeah, and you won't.
I know.
And some of them you won't know till 7 days out.
That's true.
That's the flex that you guys talk about all the time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Sean talks about it nonstop. No, by the way.
Well, we are at Cedars, but if you are hungry today for breakfast, brunch, and lunch in downtown Lincolnville, where would you send the breakers today?
The Giving Bird.
Early Bird's open right now.
Idea. Let's give.
At 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th
hey,
and K.
There's been some concern with your hash hole. There has. This is through my family. They're like, it's like
it's a little bit
yeah, yeah,
lower.
Yeah, yeah, like you're not sometimes uninterested in it, and yeah. that needs to change.
All right.
And we'll do that tomorrow.
Tamara.
Yes.
I will work on it.
When we come back, we'll have more from Cedars with Given Lincoln Day. Also, it is game day for Husker softball. A little preview of that next on Early Break on the Ticket live from Cedars.
Wet blanket.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket, 7 hours of coverage of Give to Lincoln Day from Cedars at 66th and Pioneers. Donate to Cedars anytime, all day at givetolincoln.com. You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.